Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
Siya kudumisa Thixo ekuseni, siya kuvuma mzali wethu wokuqala, ukuba wena unguYehova, unguThixo ekuseni, Nkosi yamakhosi, unguThixo ebusuku, unguThixo emini, unguThixo Nkosi yami ilanga, lihlele sibhakabhakeni, unguThixo lakutshona. UnguThixo Nkosi yamakhosi kwiintsuku zonke zokuphila kwethu ekuseni siza phambi kwethrone yobabalo lwakho Nkosi yamakhosi sizokukunqula sikukhumbuza Thixo wethu ngemilomo yethu oko sikukholelwayo ezintliziyweni zethu ukuba wena unguYehova. We establish your lordship, O God, over this gate of time and over this altar of praise and worship. Lord, sithi cela Nkosi yamakhosi asisasondela uve Nkosi yamakhosi imithandazo yethu, sicela xa sisasondela uve Nkosi yamakhosi inhliziyo zethu, ukubetha kwenhliziyo zethu, uve Nkosi yamakhosi neengcinga zethu. Abanye bethu size apha sekunzima nothetha, abanye bethu size apha sigaqa ngamadolo, kodwa siyayazi into bana konke sikudingayo kusebukholeni bukaThixo. Therefore this morning we want to thank you, Lord God Almighty, that not even with our own words, but with your word, we are reminded that those who trust in the Lord, they are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever. Lord, we want to thank you that you are reminding us this morning that the scepter of wickedness will not rest in the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous reach out their hands to iniquity. So we are asking this morning, won't you do good, O God, to those who are good? Won't you do good, O God, to those who are upright in their hearts? And for such as turn aside their crooked ways, the Lord will lead them away with the workers of iniquity. We are praying for peace over Jerusalem this morning. We want to ask you, Thixo wethu olungileyo ekuseni, that you remind us once again that unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, and to eat the bread of sorrows, for he gives his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. We thank you, mighty God, that this morning you were speaking to us, reminding us it is vain for us to rise up early, to sit up late, O God, to eat the bread of sorrows, because you give your beloved sleep. Lord, we want to thank you this morning that, Lord, whatever we do this morning, we are submitting it under your mighty care. Ilizwi lakho selithethile Thixo wethu, lilungise ingcinga zethu. Your word is spoken this morning, Lord God. It is sweetness, Lord God, to our mouth. Father, we thank you that this word will discern between the heart and the intention, O God, between our thoughts, Lord God, our innermost being. So we thank you this morning that unless you build the house, Lord God, indeed we labor in vain, Lord God, if we build it. So Father, we ask you, won't you guard the city? Won't you be the one who is laboring? Lord, we want to ask you, just use us as vessels this morning. Use us as vessels, O God. We submit our highest aspirations, our greatest ambition this morning. We yield and we surrender, mighty God, our deepest fears and thoughts and anxieties this morning. We submit them before your holy throne, asking you to take over this morning, O God, and crack open from within us, Lord God, the wells of praise with the utterance that will be pleasing to you, O God. We come before your presence well aware that we are broken and needy, O God. That, Father, there is nothing in us, Lord God, that is worthy to praise you. But you, O God, you establish the praises in the mouth of your children. And you, oh God, you are the one who gives us the words that we need to speak. And so this morning we ask you, Lord God, open up our mouth that our lips may praise you, oh God, and seal our mouth this morning that our lips may praise you. We recognize our limitedness, oh God, in being able to praise you. So we ask you, let it be you who cracks open, Lord God, the aqueduct of our praise so that the water can rush in, oh Almighty God, and give you praises this morning. Let the words of our mouth, O God, and the meditation of our heart be truly pleasing before you this morning, O King, our rock and our salvation. We want to thank you this morning that we have no other author of salvation except for you. Lord, we want to thank you that through Jesus Christ we enter now into the presence of the Lord with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter into these courts with praise. Yes, we are declaring this morning, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Lord, we want to thank you this morning that we come into your presence by no other name but the name that you have exalted above all things, the name of Jesus Christ. And as we enter into the courts of praise, Lord, we thank you that at the mention of this name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess this morning. We want to thank you, author of our salvation this morning, that you are still the head of the church. You are still the firstborn of all who believe Jesus Christ, our Savior. We want to thank you this morning that you offered salvation once and for all, that those who believe, oh God, may not perish but receive eternal life. And this morning we thank you that this is the eternal life that flows within these earthen vessels, so that the power, oh God, and the excellency of that power may be of God and not of man. This morning we want to embrace you and thank you for this work, oh God, that you have done in our lives, the work of the cross this morning. We want to honor and to embrace you, Lord God Almighty, for each and every utterance you give us, for each and every open door that you open, oh God. We want to thank you this morning as we open up this gate, oh God, the ancient gate of praise, that Lord, let the King of Glory come in. Let the King of Glory, the one who is mighty and strong, the one who stands at the shores of our seas, and with one word he turns around our destiny. Lord, we want to thank you this morning that we are not hard of hearing, but we are here to hear from you. Lord, we want to thank you this morning that we are not only here to hear from you, but we shall hide this word in our hearts. We shall not look to the left, O God. We shall meditate on it day and night. Lord, we want to thank you that by this word, prosperity is guaranteed. So we want to thank you this morning that you are feeding our soul with the daily bread that we need. Lord, we want to thank you today that this word is a lamp before our feet. It is a light before our path. So we want to thank you, Gebau, that as we worship you in the name of Jesus, every knee indeed shall bow on earth, Lord God, and in heaven. They shall bow down before the Holy One of Israel, before the one who is to come. Lord, we want to thank you, the unchanging God in whom there is no change nor fault. This morning we want to thank you for good and perfect gifts, Almighty God, that you are giving and guaranteeing your children, because your promises are yes and amen through Christ. This morning we want to thank you, Lord God, as we persist in the place of praise, in the place of worship, O God, that you, O Father, you hear the righteous prayer, the fervent prayer of the righteous man. We want to thank you this morning, O God, that we have not come to a kingdom, O God, that is perishing, but we have come to this new Jerusalem, mighty God, surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, those who worship you day and night, Almighty God. And so this morning we join in the procession of those who honor you, O God, and with their robes they worship you. Mighty God, this morning we cry out and we bow down. Nwele, 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 nwele. Unwell, Asisithi akekho uThixo ongafaniswa nawe, akekho uThixo ongalinganiswa nawe, wena osidudla ngothando, wena Thixo wethu owawukhona izolo, osekhona namhlanje, uyawusoloko ukhona. Mighty God, we want to thank you for your hand of salvation over us this morning. We want to thank you that, Lord God, it's not just a hand of salvation. Mighty God, it's not just a work of Calvary, but Lord, you have given us your Spirit, O God, which is a seal and a guarantee of things to come. This morning we want to thank you, O King and Author of salvation, that Lord, you are cracking up open the seal. O God, you are making it clear even to those who did not see. We thank you for granting the sight, O God, even to those who did not hear. We thank you, O God, for opening up our ears and for opening up the eyes of our understanding, that even when you speak in parables to some, but to us you are making plain the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. This morning we want to thank you that this is indeed the inheritance of those who trust and worship you in truth and in spirit, because now is the time, and that time has indeed come, that those that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. So we want to thank you this morning that it is not by might nor by power, but it is by the Spirit, O God, that you have given us as a guarantee of every good thing that is to come. This morning we want to thank you. It is not just a guarantee, O God, but it is us, O God, releasing our faith to believe in the substance of the things that we hope for, and the evidence of the things that are still to come, the things that we have not yet seen, but the things that we can perceive with the eyes of our spirit. So this morning we want to thank you as we stand, O God, at this place, that Father, we are not standing in vain, O God, but we are here, Lord God Almighty, as recipients, as vessels, O God, of your holy name, as vessels of your holy word. As you speak to us this morning, help us, Lord God, to be plain and clear. And we ask that the Holy Spirit will continue to interpret to us, O God, to reveal to us the mind of the Father. We ask that you would allow your Spirit to continue to pray through us, Almighty God. We ask that you allow your Spirit, O God, to be the anointing that breaks the yoke, Almighty God. Father, we want to thank you that there is no sickness that will stop us, Lord God, and hinder us from praising and worshiping you, because Lord God Almighty, we have come to understand that in your presence there is the fullness of our joy. And so we want to take authority, Almighty God, over every scheme and plan of the enemy, O God, that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Lord, we want to thank you that in this place, in this brook of life, we come to enter and to tap into the water of life, which gives us life and life in its abundance. We want to thank you this morning, Almighty God, that Lord God, there is no longer condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. We want to take authority, O God, over the accuser of the brethren, whom you have already rebuked, O God. We want to receive robes that are white, that we may be able to stand in your presence. Lord, we want to thank you that as this bride took away to week, we look unto you for our daily sustenance, O God, for holiness, O God, for prayer, for utterance, for fellowship, for meditation. We look unto you, O God, the author and the finisher of our salvation. We want to thank you this morning that all things have been made perfect through Christ. Ngegama lika Yesu Christu. Siyakubulela ke baba that you continue to reconcile all these things through Christ our Lord and Savior. And we honor and we embrace you this morning, O God, as you give us the fullness of the Trinity. Lord God, as we worship you this morning, sithi thabathi ndawo yakho ube nguThixo ke bawo. Thabathi ndawo yakho ube nguYehova ekuseni. Siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena nguYehova.
Is he a good God?
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Songs of Life.
Oh, King of Kings, we want to thank you this morning. We are so desperate for you, my King. We are so desperate for you this morning. Our souls yearn and thirst for you this morning, O God. Lord, we want to thank you, Thixo wethu olungileyo, that you are giving us, Lord God, yet another grace period. Lord God, because you are calling those, O God, who worship you, to worship you in truth and in spirit, mighty God. We want to thank you this morning, lover of our souls, that you, O Father, you are turning our mourning into dancing, and you are turning our sorrow, O God, into sounds and songs of joy. We want to thank you for somebody this morning that weeping may last for a night, but the Lord wants you to know that joy comes in the morning. Lord, we want to thank you that for each and every lack, Lord God, of strength, you give us, O God, you throw over a robe of strength over those who have trusted in you, O God. Because your word tells us that those who trust in you, O God, they shall never be disappointed. They shall be like trees that are planted in the house of the Lord. Lord God, whose leaves do not wither. This morning we want to thank you, Thixo wethu olungileyo, that they shall continue to bear fruit in every season. Lord, we want to thank you that where the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy, Lord, you are speaking to somebody today that you have come that we may have life and life in all its abundance. And so today we want to stand in your presence and to rebuke, O God, each and every thought and high thing, O God, which exalts itself above the knowledge of you. We want to establish ilizwi lakho as our only order, Almighty God. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, you have said in your word that you raise the standard, O God. Lord, we want to thank you that it is your spirit that raises the standard against him in flight. So this morning we want to thank you, Thixo wethu, as we stand in your presence. We are here to contend, O God, for those on behalf of those who are exhausted, on behalf of those who have been crying and laboring all night, on behalf of those who have lost their hope, on behalf of those that you, O God, are restoring back into position of authority today. Lord, we want to thank you this morning as we take authority over every sickness that you, O God, you have already slain sickness on the cross. So today we are speaking to every level and kind and decree of infirmity, and we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you, O God, that your people, Thixo wethu olungileyo, shall arise from places of infirmity, O God, and they shall praise the name of the Lord. This morning we want to thank you as we pray against arthritis, Almighty God. We are calling forth arthritis, and the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are calling forth each and every back pain in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to thank you that, Lord, you are healing those with structural problems, with bone defects and issues this morning. We want to thank you as we receive healing, O God. Lord, we receive healing, O God, against each and every depressive condition, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We are calling forth, O God. We are saying deep, may deep call unto deep this morning, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to thank you that those that have been captured, O God, by depression, they are released in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, that by this word that we are sending forth this morning, the jails, O God, shall shake, Almighty God, and the chains shall fall off from your people. So we want to thank you, Thixo wethu olungileyo, that indeed you are giving us a new song, a song of praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want to honor you this morning, Thixo wethu, that you are giving us, Lord God, what is called a window period of grace. Lord, we understand that the kingdom, O God, shall be like the 10 bridesmaids who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Lord, we thank you that 5 of them were foolish, but 5 of them were wise. We thank you that we are this wise generation. The Bible tells us that the 5 who were foolish did not take enough oil, olive oil for their lamps, but the other 5 who were wise took enough oil and along extra oil. Lord, we want to thank you that when the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, when they were roused by the shout, look, the bridegroom is coming, come out and meet him. Lord, we want to thank you, where you are calling, where you are going to arrive, where you are going to call on the company of bridegrooms, on the company, Lord God, of those who have been waiting on you. And so this morning, Sitama uyadinga afezwa apha kuwe Thixo wethu olungileyo. We shall wait apha kuwe Lord God Almighty, and that's why you are clearing up the path, O God, for those who are coming to you, Almighty God. We are contending for the souls of those who are lost, Lord God, this morning. Let the gospel be spoken and let it be preached with power, because it is indeed power to all who believe. Lord, we want to thank you this morning that you are causing that this word, when it goes out, it shall not return to you void, that it shall accomplish everything that you have sent for it to do. Lord, we want to thank you this morning that we are not just contending for those who are lost, but we are contending for the remnant of our generation. Lord, we want to thank you this morning that when the enemy wants to come in to speak words of lies, your truth, O God, has already been established. So we want to thank you that you are pouring up the oil that we need today. O God, that you would open us up as vessels, that we would fill up our oils, O God, our jars in waiting. We want to thank you this morning that we shall indeed be like those bridegrooms, those bridesmaids, O God, who are not foolish, who shall fill up their oils. So in this time of opportunity, in this day of salvation, we open up our eyes and our hearts and every element of who we are to you, O God. We render our lives nothing for the sake of Christ this morning, O God. We surrender ourselves wholly and completely. We submit with every element, O God, of who we are back to you. We say, overwhelm us, consume us, take away to, and keep us in that place of waiting faithfully, Lord God Almighty. Oh God, we want to ask you this morning, Tiko Temba Geleyo, Kaufeze Nalitinga Lako, Kenkosia Makosi, Ngoba Onka Matinga Etu, Afezeki Swapakuwe Mnini Mantla Onke, Tabatinda Wayako Kebawo, Ubengu Tiko Ekseni, Tabatinda Wayako, Ubengu Yehova, Akekom Yutiko, so Teti Lenko. Siyamakhosi nababadiniweyo siyabarhuqa Thixo wethu, siza nabo ebukhoneni bukaThixo ababaphelelwe lithemba. Sithi na lithembe linguYesu Kristu, umsizi wabakhubazekile. NabaThixo wethu abasebangakwazi nohamba, siza nemethi Thixo, siyabatyatha emahlombe. Sithi ngenani ebukhosini bukaThixo, ngenani ebukhoneni bukaThixo ngendanduluko sovuye. Any, we refuse to leave them behind. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you this morning that those, Lord God Almighty, who had decided before today that never again shall I have nothing, anything to do with church, you are changing the script of their confession, Lord, because you are showing up as the Savior that they need this morning. Lord, we want to thank you. You are giving us a new dispensation of oil. Lord, we are here to receive the anointing, O God, that breaks the yoke, the fresh anointing, the fresh touch from God, which prepares us, O God, for our season in waiting, which prepares us, O God, to be a faithful bride that waits for the groom, faithfully, O God, worshipping in truth and in spirit. Lizalise mnini mandla onke, lizalise dinga lakho ekuseni, lizalise, oh lizalise.
You are worthy, Jesus.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Hallelujah, Bazalwane. Hey, I just want to encourage you, Mdasekaya, do not leave them behind. You know, this is such an opportune moment. In my heart, I can just see numbers and numbers and numbers, oh, of saints going into the presence of the Lord this morning. And in my heart, kukala umbuso uba ababakala yo sibashiya nabani na ababanga kwazu ambishosha sizishiya nabani na. So this morning, I just want to encourage you, my family, as we enter into the great thing that the Lord is doing, into this great grace of preservation. Oh, won't you contend for the life and the soul of somebody you know needs to come to this grace this morning? Won't you call them by name? Ubabambe ngesandla ungene nabo ungavuma ukuthi angoluvalwe eh bengakangeni in this grace that we are receiving this morning. Oh, it is my heart, if it means Koposindawe Rufini, Babisengekama. Oh God, we ask that your word would walk into each and every hospital today. Lord, let these airwaves tickle to open up and break forth a word of hope into those who are lying in bed in hospital. Those who are in jail, who are seeing chains around them. Lord, make those chains invisible this morning. Mabangene. That you are speaking a word to your bride this morning. Or to those that know they are God, they shall arise and do mighty exploits. Oh, we want to thank you, that this is where, oh God, we find the fullness of everything that you have ever promised us. Masingene nabo bazalwane, singabasabashiya behind. Masingene nabo ekuseni, leave no one behind. Babise ngegama, there is grace available. There is grace available. Even if the groom is delaying, it is for you and I to be given an opportunity to repent once more, for the kingdom of God is near. It is for you and I. Ubasiguquke izenzo sethu, singafani na izolo. Sijonge phambili kwizinto ezintsha esenziwa nguThixo, ngoba uthi uThixo esizwini lakhe. Do you not see this new thing that I am doing? Do you not perceive it? There is a new thing that the Lord is doing indeed. Oh, my family, masingabashiyi, hayi, masingabashiyi, bayakhala badinga uncedo ekuseni. Masibabambe ngesandla singene nahabo endunyiseni kaThixo, ngoba kulapho usindiso labo lafumaneka khona. Ah, masingene nabo ekuseni.
Become active in faith. 657 AM.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Detoy and Danny Bambini, are ready to connect with you today.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
Here is a mighty warrior this morning. Here is a word for somebody. Isaiah chapter 49 verse 15 this morning. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palm of my hand. Your walls are continually before me, says the Lord. Your sons shall make haste, and your destroyers and those who laid waste shall go away from you. Lift up your eyes, look around and see. All these gather together and come to you. As I live, says the Lord, you shall surely clothe yourselves with them all as an ointment, as an ornament, and bind them on you as a bride does. Isaiah 53 verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. Come on, thank you, Lord, for those, Lord God, who were filled, Lord God, with doubt. We thank you for this word. For those who were sick, we thank you for this word. For those who are unbelieving, we thank you for this word. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, for by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Lord, we want to thank you this morning that you are saying to somebody, do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. For you will forget the shame of your youth, and you will remember not the reproach of your widowhood anymore. For your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called God of the whole earth. For the waters of Noah, for this is like the waters of Noah to me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah will no longer cover the earth, so I have sworn that I will not be angry with you nor rebuke you, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has mercy on you. Father, we want to thank you this morning, for your mercies are made new every morning, O God. So we want to honor and to exalt you, that you do not speak to a people, Nkosi Makosi, with whom you have absolutely no covenant, with whom you have absolutely no plans. We thank you this morning that great are the plans you have for us. They are plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. This morning we thank you, Tikowe Tolungileyo, that we shall not look to the left, to the right, but we shall look ahead, O God, forgetting what is behind, but focusing, O God, on what lies ahead of us. Lord God, focusing our eyes on the mark, on the goal. This morning we want to thank you that you have encouraged us, O God, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We worship you. We worship you for your faithfulness over our lives. We thank you and we honor you in Jesus' name.
There's going to be a release of the supernatural right now. The Holy Spirit is about to move in this place like never before. The power of God is about to touch you like never before. The power of God is about to heal you like never before.
You know, Bazalwane, let me just interrupt. There is somebody on Supayo. You know, I just want to encourage someone. Yes, the Lord has spoken before, and you felt like nothing came out of it. But this time around, just this time around, kakumzama kwagqibela lo Thixo wakho. Yes, uyazibona zonyembezi. He can see those tears. Yes, he can see that broken. He can see how broken you are. But today, just trust him again. All you need to say is, Lord, let your will be done in my life. Lord, let your will be done. And watch if he will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing so much that you will not be able to carry it. This morning as we worship him, let us receive him as he is coming to us today. Let us not receive him as we understood him yesterday or as we understood him last week, but let us receive him in the fullness of who he is in our midst today. Oh, I pray this morning that somebody's faith may not fail. I pray this morning that you would believe in the one who called you even before you were formed in your mother's womb. That you would believe that today he is making all things new. That he is turning the script and he is changing the course of your destiny. Where it was said it could not be done, he is declaring it shall be done. On the mountain where it was said they are not the children of God, he is confirming that you are indeed the child of God today. Oh, that you would believe in the power of the Lord our God. If you would believe in his might and the power of this resurrection this morning.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply. Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Oh, we give him the praise. We worship him this morning, for there is none like him. We give him praise for who he is, not for what he has done. There will never be any God like you. You are great, O God. You are our strong tower. You are our shield. You are our help in time of need. Siphakamisa ubukhulu bakho, Baba. Akekho ofana nawe. Be lifted up, be glorified this morning, O God, in Jesus' name. Siyabonga, Sis Ayanda. May God continue to strengthen you. May God continue to take you from one glory to glory. We thank you, Lord, for Ayanda's life. We thank you for our lives, my God. Be lifted up, my God, even this morning, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
May the Lord continue to reign in our lives and in our midst. My family, good morning and welcome to you. 4 minutes after six. What a time in the presence of the Lord this morning. I don't know if anybody has picked up what it is that the Lord has been saying to us since the beginning of our time of worship. Excuse me. This is Radio Pulpit, by the way. In case you're joining us for the very first time, good morning and welcome to you. My name is Ayanda and it's Let's Praise Him. That's the name of the program. 4 minutes after six is your time. In this hour, we take your calls and we hear from you what it is that the Lord has laid in your heart. We continue to pray. This is your time. And so if you'd like to give us a call, it's 012-334-1322, my family. And also those voice notes, we will be taking them on 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, good morning.
Good morning, Sister Ayanda.
Good morning, Tata Mekseno Njani.
Hayi sibulawa yiyo le nto le yokukhuluma kukaThixo ekuseni.
Makathethe uba utata. Imagine if you didn't speak.
Uyaseka. Uyaseka ngokuba uThixo ngengithetha nonkosikazi in the week because it's a word that has been bothering at me nozomuzwa uAyanda. God will speak through her through the same word.
Hallelujah. Now we bless the Lord, Dad.
The word God is impressed while we were reading James chapter 2, verse 1 to 5. Unkulunkulu, whose name is jealous, is very jealous.
Amen, Dada.
Uthatha a gift, alfake, alipe inja, e airport, ukuthi kube yiyo esinifa abantu abaphethe amadrugs.
Hey, Nkosi, I come on. Hey!
Because now, umenga ifaka kimi, I can be so pompous, I can be so proud.
Wow.
But now the word, uNkulunkulu, which impressed in my heart, and besikhuluma ngayo, we were sharing this word, ukuthi most of the time people who preach, they always go to those that can afford, abantu Now, can you just read the verse 1 to 5?
James chapter bani tata?
Chapter 2.
Chapter 2, verse 1 to 5, right?
Verse 1 to 5.
My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. Wow. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings in fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man in filthy clothes, wow, and you pay attention to the one wearing fine clothes and say to him, you sit here in a good place, and say to the poor man, you stand there or sit there, wow, sit here at my footstool, have you not shown partiality amongst yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Wow. Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to those who love him? Oh, I see, Vile Tata.
You see, Unkulunkulu, you know, at a shebeen somewhere.
Sure. No,
Unkulunkulu is God something. You know, I've listened to people who are bound by the devil, alcohol, and they've got the things of God, and we neglect those people.
Mm-hmm.
We look at them as if, you know, abando, and then we go to the people. I've seen in churches, utoluguti, even somebody is being held in high esteem, umuntu apatelu nepaipe lake, you know. Instead of, Unkulunkulu is very jealous about these things. Somewhere, you know, when you look at these little ones, Unkulunkulu, abantwana abancane who have been neglected. One day, among those children, there are doctors, there are preachers. Billy Graham also, you know, I once watched a film. Billy Graham, when he was still a boy, they were praying, asking God, Unkulunkulu must send somebody. And he was standing there wearing shorts, saying, he's the one that God is calling into the ministry.
Sure.
So, God is no respecter of persons.
Amen.
Unkulunkulu uses to confound the things.
Come on, Dad.
So the gospel must be preached to those that
abahlelelekileyo, yes, the outcast. Come on,
but
thank you, Lord.
Lapho nezinto zikathi.
Yo.
Manje I'm catching this thing ukuthi ngishilo in the week ngathi uzomuzwa uAyanda. Well, in the prayers, Unkulunkulu is touching upon those things which we have neglected people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
God is using you so mightily, says Ayanda. Don't be discouraged, my sister. You are called to, you must, you know, I don't know how to you know, this is beyond my comprehension, good things. They are learning.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay, Tatam. The Lord bless you so much, Tatam. No, siyakuva bawo. And Father, we just want to take this moment, Lord, to really repent. You've spoken so loudly about us, Lord God, bringing in, mighty God, those who are unable to do it for themselves. Namhlanje, you are confirming it, Lord. Ah, Father, we want to thank you this morning. Ubungeke uthethe kanje kanti injonga unayo. Siguqula usixolele somandla ngegama lo isunyana nelomoya ingcwele. Radio Pulpit, good morning.
Good morning, sister.
Ay, which means honestly, yazi xa kusithiwa it's a new thing. It's a new thing wena tata uNkulunkulu. Yazi xa kusithiwa it's a new thing. Ndithule ke ngoku. Ay, it's a new thing, tatam. It's a new thing. Hey, we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Dadam, how we missed you. Our years in inches, you know, I even said about 2 weeks ago, but it is well. We bless the Lord for your life, Dadam. Utino bawo namhlanje kuseni.
Sayanda, uba utinkele ungfundele Ephesians 6, verse 16. Yes,
Ephesians 6. Amen, Dad. Indeed. Amen. Ephesians 6 verse 16, and this is how it reads. Okay, ndicela uqala phakho verse 14 tata ne.
Yebo.
Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Come on, verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith with you, with which you will be able, okay, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Amen.
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 Above all.
Yo.
Ngaphezu kwako konke. Thatha isiviko sefaith. Ukukwentsha ukuvimba yonke imicibisholo
kaSathane.
Ngaphezu kwako konke. Usho ukuthi konke kulungile kwenze, but ngaphezu kwako konke.
Ah, Nkosi, no, we hear you, Lord. Ah, Baba.
Thatha isiviko sefaith. Ifaith isiviko sisayanda. Esokuvimba yonke imicibisholo kaSathane. Uma sinana faith sisayanda, sivulnerable.
Sure.
As uthi ngaphezu kwako kusho ukuthi konke kulungile, but okubaluleke kakhulu ukuba nesiviko sefaith. Asithembeni kubaba 100%.
Amen, amen.
Singathembeli ebantwini noma usisayanda angenzelani, kulungile, but konke kuvela kubaba.
Amen, tata. Amen.
Asithembeni ubaba sisayana.
Yo, so we hear you, Lord, really. Siyambulela ubawo.
Ngokuphelele. Thina uma usisayanda kukhona kanyenzela kona, sengithemba usisayanda, ngisathembana.
Oh, Nkosi, ubawo makasincede ekuseni.
Ngaso sonke isikhathi sokuphakama usisayanda.
Oh, siyabulela, tata. You got cut off there. But siyabulela kakhulu simvile uThixo. Thank you so much for getting back in touch with us, tata. Nkosi, we pray for you. We love you. And the Lord really bless you, tata. Kakhulu. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sisayana.
Bless you so much. Oh, my family, well, we bless the Lord this morning. You know, there's so much that is just bubbling in my heart and in my spirit. We are preparing to make way for Utata Untintili this morning. But I do just want to read one word for somebody. And I don't know why the Lord is insisting on this particular word. I thought I would be sharing today on Mark 6. Today is the last Sunday of September, right? And so we've been praying and just asking, but Tiko UTC bride, you are saying we are the remnant. What does that mean? And what does this bride actually look like? What should this bride do? You know, and I want to believe with all my heart, my family, that the Lord has really spoken in many ways and at many times in our lives. Hello, Sistelma. We're coming through to you shortly, Mama. Bless you so much. Thank you so much to God's bride. Bless you so much. For that prayer, here's a word, my family, that the Lord is just really impressing this morning in my heart. Isaiah 53. So if you've never read Isaiah 53 from 1 to the end, I just want to encourage you, read it. You know, that is it's like the juice of our salvation when you understand what Christ did for you and I. You know, it is impossible to not believe, even when the tide turns unexpectedly, even when the waves, you know, threaten to throw the boat, to capsize the boat. But when we understand what Christ has done, that becomes our sure-footedness, that becomes our anchor. Verse 10, Isaiah 53, verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord, hey, to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin. Yo, his soul made an offering for sin. Umphefumlo wakhe wenziwa isihlabelo for isono sam nesono sakho. So when he's saying he's opening up isango, ngenani nonke, ngenani nonke, why would you want to stay outside? Why would I want to stay? Why would I want to focus on what didn't happen yesterday or what happened yesterday? Why would I not come in to this new thing? If God has given me the grace to call those whom he is calling into his presence, why would I want to choose the rich man? You know, above all, the shield of faith. Why would I not want to believe that this applies to my life even today? He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. But his knowledge, by his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Why? Because it pleased the Lord to bruise him, and he has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. That is the word of the Lord this morning, my family. May we really believe that our sin has truly, truly been taken care of. I remember there was a time when I just wasn't getting it, and Utata kept saying that all you need it to do is just believe. Just believe. Just believe. If you know that will not even those of us who are partial with the gospel, it's because we don't believe that he bore our transgressions. Not for just for me. No, for everyone who will believe, this word applies. He bore our, he laid his soul unto death so that he could gain yours today. And yet, mnanawe, xa uThixo ethetha, sisamane siphikisana naye, sisithi hayi wethu bawo, sijika-jikana naye, xa singobani thina. Who are we not to believe what it is that he is saying to us? The one who owns the universe, the one who owns even the breath that we breathe, the one who owns even the mind with which we are able to deny him. Who are we to deny God the opportunity to be God in our lives? Singobani thina. Lento sizawuvala ucango. Decide who will come in, who will not come in. Decide what we will believe, what we will not believe. Who are we? I don't know why, Bazalwane, honestly, with all my heart. But we receive, Lord, whatever it is that you are saying to us today. You know, as we were just worshiping, the Lord kept saying, Anna, you're not being faithful. There's a word I'm giving you to speak. You're not being faithful. And I'm thinking, Lord, Isaiah 53, but I get it now. You know, Bazalwane, this message of the gospel, this grace can't be poured out in vain. It can't be poured out in vain. We are this generation that God keeps saying to us, I am preserving you. I want to make an example. Ngani abantu baqabejonga nina babona ubukumkani. And yet you and I still persist in our unbelief. We still persist in partiality. We still persist in all these things that deny who Christ is in our lives. We bless you, Lord, that when you speak to us, you kept saying it this morning. And so we received this word and we thank you for it, Lord. What you are opening up the gate. And right now, you are then saying, those who deny you, those who refuse this grace, how could they do so after what you have done? We are hearing what you are saying to us this morning, Lord. The bride, the soul of the church, hears what you are saying, O God. keep us in a place of humility, in a place of meekness, in a place of intercession, so that we will continuously be vigilant and discerning and not deny you when you speak, O God. I repent for my life. I makukukuke mna namhlanje kukukuka mna ndiyahlambuluka somandla for all the times that I have refused to believe you, not with my words but with my action, when you have spoken and said, let this be done, dingayenzi because of fear, dingayenzi because of whatever reason, all the times when I have prostituted your word, oh God, ngapan bambe wena ngapan bambisono, all the times, oh God, where I have spoken evil, not even understanding, inhliziyo yam thixo wethu, all those times where I have stood, oh God, and yet you have called us to the lowly things. Lord, I repent. Dicela uxolo. Somandla ndiyahlambuluka namhlanje. Siyahlambuluka silibandla lakho. Oh, siyahlambuluka somandla. Singumzimba wakho. Lord, we repent. Uthezwini lakho, we must repent. So times of refreshing may come. So today, sicela uxolo. Sicela uxolo. Perhaps somandla enza kungabi ngathi ndiquka abantu, makucele mna uxolo ngoba ndim lo onewena bawo, ndim somandla lo ungadalunge uba ngathetha andide ndilunge. Ndicela uxolo ngobomi bam somandla obungade buveza inkazimulo yakho. Ndicela uxolo ngomlomo wam ongade akuzukise ngendlela ofuna ukuzukiswa ngayo. Ndicela uxolo ngesandla sam esikhethayo uba mandinike bani ndinganiki bani. Oh, ekuseni cela uxolo somandla, sicela uxolo Thixo wethu olungileyo. Forgive us this morning, Lord. We are asking you, forgive us this morning, Lord God Almighty. Asenza ngakakuhle bawo, sixolele. Sixolele bawo. Sithi xa uthetha sibe ngabokuqala umamela, kodwa xa kufanele senzile, asenzi. We are the first to consume your word, but when we need to put it into action, asenzi. Oh, Father, sixolele ekuseni. Oh, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Father. Ingxaki ndim, kulo mntu wenyama endala, kulo mntu wakudala, Thixo wethu osoloko efuna izinto zadala. Ah, Nkosi, qoba lo mntu, Thixo wethu, usoloko emelene nobuqhawuqhawuli bakho, usoloko emelene nentando yakho, usoloko ephikisana nentando yakho. Ingxaki ndim, bawo. Ingxaki ndim somandla, guqula mna ekuseni, guqula mna Thixo ekuseni, guqula mna ekuseni somandla, ndilifanele ivangeli lakho, ndilifanele ilizwi lakho bawo, guqula mna ekuseni, guqula mna mnini mandla onke, ngegama loyise, unyana nelomoya ongcwele, siyabulela somandla.
657 AM.
Father, it is in the name of Jesus that we come to you this morning. You are God, our maker. You warmth us throughout the night. You are God in Jesus Christ who called us this morning. You are God, the Holy Spirit who cares for us. You are the God of nights and days. This morning we thank you, Father God. We exalt your holy name. We bless your holy name. We praise your holy name this morning. Ukuthemba ukuYehova ukoko okulungileyo kule mini umudimu wa buikanyo rikantse mogwena re a leboga mudimu kopa tsohle ka lebitso le matla la Kriste mohadi. Amen.
Our dear Father, we want to bless your name. We want to exalt you, Father God. We say there is none like you. Ntate umutla umuhulu ntate ka lebitso la Jesu. Morena re santsane re tla modimo wa ka at the foot of your throne. We want to exalt you. We are just so overwhelmed. We are just amazed. We are blessed. We are covered, Father God, by your almighty power. Father, we remember, Father God, our country, South Africa, Lord, yesterday as dear Lord, this week as we were celebrating Heritage Day, we pray, Lord, in a special way that, Father, you increase cohesion in this nation, Father God, that, Father God, you elevate your name. Let the name of Jesus be praised, let it be adored, let it be glorified in this country. We come against all the forces of idolatry, all the forces, Father God, of Mammon, all the forces, Father God, which want, Father God, to put this country in a place, Father God, of being a banana republic. We come against those forces in the name of the mighty Lord Jesus, who is above all. We come against, Father God, all the forces, Father, that want to elevate division and that want even to, Father God, put our country at the place, Father God, of underdevelopment. We know, Lord, that you are in charge. We pray, Lord, even for your servants who are, Father God, and their families and their children, Father God, as they will be taking on the baton. We place them, Father God, at the foot of the cross, Father God, that you protect them and give them breakthroughs in the mighty name of Jesus, because they are equipping your body, Father God, to be more and more like you. We trust you, Lord. We know, Father God, and we know, Lord, that all of us who are, Father God, your bridegroom, you will be sharpening us, Father, through your servants as we humble ourselves. Father, we place them in a special, special way this week. And we pray, Lord, even for those who are sick, those who are depressed, those, Father God, who are mourning, those who are hopeless, those who are under, Father God, all forces, all challenges, all types of challenges. We ask for your blood to release and even give us your breakthrough. And we know, Lord, that as we are your soldiers traveling, Father God, in this wonderful ark of protection, you are going to, Father God, lead us and even give us your breakthrough to be able, Father God, to engage successfully in your purpose. We thank you, Father God. And all the stuff, Father God, sir, Radio Pulpit, help them, Father God, as they sharpen us. Provide for them. We glorify your name. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. My family, 29 after 6 is your time. Thank you so much, Sister Ma. Thank you, Madam. Siyambulela kakhulu ba namhlanje uthethe kakhulu nathi. We welcome you, Edith. Edith, good morning and bless you so much. So we've come to the end of our time of exaltation and praise and worship. Well, it's not the end, but you know, for this program, we've got Tata Wethu Ntanda kakhulu on the line, my family, Tata Ntindili, who is joining us this morning as he does every other morning. And you know, I just really want to repent before the Lord, because most of the time we ask him to be ready at 6:15, and the time late does not serve him, it does not serve the kingdom, it is actually not a godly thing to do. So ndicela ndicela uxolo ndihlambuluke bazalwane. And as we get into this time of praise, I just want to thank the Lord. We are talking about discipleship, and today we are asking three questions. How does one start their journey as a disciple? How does this journey manifest itself within the space of the church? And is it confined to the four walls of the church, or can it happen outside of the church? I think that's going to be an interesting one for me, because the issue of order is always very critical to consider when you think about issues like discipleship. We'll take a break, and when we come back, Utata Undindili is joining us on the line. Good morning, my family, and welcome to you.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.